going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome on in. Welcome on in. Show Pony out for the day, which means your boy will be holding things down. But in the meantime, got to stay on schedule with this, even though we've already missed a couple. Leroy, can you provide me a weather report, please?
I sure can.
This weather report is brought to you by the Benjamin and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7 at 866-954 more. Oh,
yeah. I would say it's mostly cloudy.
All right.
Winds look like they're coming out of the. I'm going on to say the east still, but they're not moving very much. Winds are 5 to 10 miles an hour. And expect some rain. Temperature right now, it's a little cooler. I would say 85 degrees.
Oh, man.
I love how you think cooler is 85.
That offends me.
Cooler than these other couple days.
All right.
It has been cooler than 92?
It is 83 degrees.
83, see? There you go. Is that cooler, Vlad?
No.
From what it's been?
No.
It's still hot. It's still warm.
Okay.
It's still warm.
You can't say cold in 85 in the
sentence. Wind is blowing 10 miles.
I said
miles,
it's cooler.
10 miles.
I didn't say it was cold.
Still in the word.
Cooler than what it's been.
It's in the word.
I'm not sure.
Guys don't know the weather. You're sitting here talking trash to me.
Wow.
I'm talking trash.
Everyone's lashing out over the weather.
Didn't realize it'd
be a hot button topic.
I'm hot right now.
Well, you know what's hot? These terms I'm about to give you for the summer. Do we have any game shows? I'm gonna see if you can play. Oh, here we go. Hey, that do. This one music was good. Yes. They don't make it like they used to. This is a bop.
It's more than a bop. It's crap.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and play our favorite game that we're playing on this station at this time during this segment. So therefore, it can only be one option. It is What the Kids Say. I'm going to give you guys terms that you'll be able to use. You guys remember our terms from last time? You remember anything?
No.
So you're not writing this down. You're not taking notes, is what you're saying.
Am I supposed to? You never said anything about it.
No.
That's fair. All right, let us start with one that Vlad mentioned earlier. This one is not very weird. This one, I believe you can use context clues on this one.
Are we supposed to say what it means?
Yeah. Okay. Aura. What do you think aura means, J-Fig?
Oh, she thought it was glaze.
Nope. Not glaze. Not
something
glaze
I have. A beautiful aura.
Aura. Wow. Okay. I see what you did there, G-Fig. All right. I like that.
Vlad, you agree? Is that what you're gathering from the term aura?
Aura, yes. Yes.
I think it's like pretty... Leroy, you get that one too, right? That one's not too crazy, right?
A presence.
Yeah. A presence, yes, if you will. Like, wow, that guy has...
Yeah.
Like Tommy Tighe when he walks in the room.
Aura. He has an aura?
Just aura.
You know what's crazy?
Legendary aura.
Like, while we... Folks could barely speak English.
Yeah, right.
Why are we now using words like that?
Well, it's not going to get any better.
The whole point of talking is communicating, right?
Yeah.
If I can't understand what the hell you mean, why are we talking?
Got another one that's kind of easy, too. You can use context clues for this one. But this one is in verb terminology. Actually, I apologize. We know it as a verb, typically. It is now also used in noun terminology. Just a reminder to those who don't know what a noun is, person, place, or thing. If I were to say, J-Fig, that person is a crash out, what is that person?
A crash out?
Yeah, that person over there, total crash out.
Why is it a noun?
Is that a party pooper?
Isn't it a verb?
See, not necessarily a party pooper.
Not a party
or
pooper.
Or an adjective.
And
explaining what somebody is.
So, like, you know, in previous terms, no, you say
crash out is a noun.
That person
is crashing out.
Is crashing out.
I learned that, like, a couple weeks ago.
Well, anytime there's an ing in a word, it's usually a verb.
So, therefore...
The girls from promo taught me this word.
See? I'm telling you. You're
like 25.
The young kids. I'm trying to teach you guys the slang. I'm trying to do you guys a favor. So, if a person is known as a crash out, they usually have a short temper of some sort. Someone like, hey, listen. No. Don't give that guy tequila. He's a bit of a crash out.
He's crazy.
Right? Don't give this guy... I can't drink Hennessy because then I turn into a crash out. I mean, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
A crash out is when somebody acts...
belligerent?
Out of their character.
Yes. And absolutely.
And in a violent or belligerent form of behavior.
That is...
So after Karen goes drinking...
Pretty much after Karen goes drinking and she crashes out. Like, she'll go to her husband. Yeah. It's like, I was thinking about the time you said you went to go play golf and you took 4 hours and it gets all of that. And she starts crashing out. And it's like, you don't even know what the point of the matter was. She just wanted to talk. You know, it is what it is.
Now, those two. Pretty self-explanatory if you kind of use context clues. Now we get to two that are a little bit.
You don't want me to be a different. Crash out.
No, we don't want that.
I don't. No, I don't want that. Actually, that's correct. I don't want that. clip farming.
Wait, what?
Clip farming.
Clip farming.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and let Leroy take a stab at this one. What do you think clip farming is, Leroy?
Isn't that when? You hear something and you only hear part of it. You don't hear the whole thing. And then you jump to a conclusion based on the little snippet that you heard.
That's good. That's a good idea. That's good. That is not it. But that sounds good. That sounds good. Wait,
how on earth is this something
right? Wait a minute. He's like, I like the example. No.
No, it's not it, but you know. Vlad, do you have any idea of what clip farming is?
Clip farming.
Clip farming, yeah.
I don't know, bro. What, you store a lot of clips for me to use?
That makes sense, right? It sounds like something you do. You're like storing a lot of clips.
I would just say like when somebody, like when you, like, so if you clip farming, you only listening to part of a conversation or part of a discussion or something, and then you jump to a conclusion without.
Yeah.
So you're just pulling a little clip out of it. You're not listening to the whole thing.
That makes sense.
It's when you are outside on a field, you grab scissors and you start cutting the grass.
Yes, you're just clipping the grass.
No. That's
Is that it?
No, that's cropping.
Definitely.
That's cropping.
She would know about that, wouldn't she?
Not clip farming. What is it? That's a different one.
So clip
farming.
That's
what you do.
With the rise of Twitch and live streaming and the consumption of small clips on social media, the term clip farming refers to the practice of deliberately creating or staging moments during a live stream. Like, for example, if JFig were to come up and say, that's a dumb definition, Marcos, and then slap me, right? Right? Just as we had discussed off air, then it would give her an opportunity to go viral because everyone's going to see, wow, this guy just got
slapped.
So
staging something, basically?
Staging something. Love Island, a lot of these different things that put you in scenarios that will create a viral clip.
So kind of when Leroy mentions cropping just to get a rise out of me?
Yes, he's in a sense.
Except that's not clip farming because that's something that actually happened. I didn't have to set up
you
the situation.
No.
That's a different term that we're gonna get to next, though.
Yes, that I is know you term. Told me.
I'll tell you something I don't like. Right?
No, you.
Yeah. I don't like
wrong.
When people just you're doing a show and some people and just
like
come out
tank?
Of nowhere
I feel
and
very
just looking at your
people
window,
are staring at me.
Yeah, no word for that one.
What the hell am I? I'm not no art exhibit. Get the hell out of here, man.
I can do, but. The idea of clip farming, like I said, has risen with streamers and stuff. But what JFig was just discussing, whenever you bring up certain things like that will purposely get someone mad, that is known as rage baiting. Rage bait. A lot of the times it's posted on social media. Like when I said OBJ was washed and really only had one good year in the NFL.
I hated that.
And you were right.
Purpose.
I mean, of course I was right. But according
isn't that
to,
the same as trolling?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So Tobin baiting? Is a rage baiter because he baits rage out of Leroy.
Absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
Thank you, Vlad.
Rage
that's, you
baiter.
Know what? That's what I'm next time he come with me. Yeah, I'm going to say, yo, rage baiter.
He's a rage baiter.
You know, you can aura farm as well.
Or can
yes,
you?
Like if I'm why? Like, JFig, hold this Sharpie for me.
Hey, yo.
And then she holds a Sharpie. And then I have a piece of paper and I'm like, here, hold this paper for me. And then now she's holding a paper and a Sharpie. And then I say, sure, I'll give you an autograph. And then I begin to sign that paper. That was me creating
aura.
The moment.
Yes, I got you.
Aura farming
I got you.
At that point.
So you set up your aura.
Exactly. I'm deliberately.
I would have thrown that on the floor.
Hey, listen. First of all.
Yeah.
You think Figgy falling for that nonsense?
Thank you, Leroy.
As soon as you say hold a pen, you're going to get cussed out.
You already know.
You ain't getting you're to the paper. Baiting, you ain't getting to the paper.
One may say,
what if it's a feather pen?
Crash out.
Hey, 80% of the show is Tobin rage baiting old dumb.
What if it's a feather pen?
I guess
pen.
He's referring to me.
What if it's an old school pen with the feather
old school,
on it?
Like a quill?
The quill, yeah.
Oh, that's fire. She has to dip in ink.
She has to dip in ink and see cool. the feather and just get
yes.
burned.
See, look. Leroy was aura farming with his blue beard.
Oh, you were smurf farming. You were smurf farming.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't looking for...
peacocking. That's another way of aura farming.
Oh, by the way, yeah. Smurf movie coming out.
Oh.
Is that what you were doing?
Hey.
Advertising.
What's the rating?
What on
I don't know. I didn't see. I just saw
I'm just
the
saying,
because you know what I watched? I watched Ironheart. The first three episodes of Ironheart.
Is it good?
Y'all know who that is?
Yeah, that's the new Iron Man, right?
No, you know did you see Wakanda Forever?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember they saved the little girl?
Yeah.
You know,
the
you
chick
know
that was like super smart.
Leroy yeah,
and she built that suit.
Yeah.
Well, totally. She's Ironheart.
She's aura farming. I get it. The last one. This one took me by surprise. This one's gonna hurt some people. If I were to say, JFig, that this guy,
your teeth are big.
No. Okay, hold on.
What?
Wait, whose teeth is big?
He's rage baiting me.
That's rage bait right there. That is rage bait.
That is rage bait. That's not even rage baiting. That's an insult.
Wow. Yeah, that's actually.
That's just an insult. You just. That's an insult.
I didn't say nope.
That's an insult.
Nope. Hey, listen. First of all,
I got big teeth.
I would never insult JFig.
You just said the girl got big teeth.
Yeah, you just kind of did, right?
She does.
Okay, I'm not sure if he understands.
I don't know.
Beaver teeth
might be to you. It might not be to the rest of society.
I'm not saying that.
The dentist never told her that.
Huh?
The dentist have never told her. Have a dentist told you had big teeth, JFig?
Yeah, when she was in there for an extra
hour. No, they told
me
to stop pouting and smile. Because
so they've never told
teeth.
You had big teeth.
I didn't say.
But
listen,
Leroy just said you got big teeth.
Here you go. Here you go.
I think you have great
teeth. I love the way people. There should be a word for this.
Oh,
when I said
it's called instigating.
Yeah.
When I said something, right? Yeah. And then you guys take what I say as to mean something negative.
It's instigating.
There's got to be a word for that.
Instigating.
Sure. Did I just say instigating? Middleton?
Fire fuelers.
No, I didn't. It's
Middleton. You called, yeah. Oh, man. You said her teeth, you could use them as linemen. That's what you just said. That's what I heard you said.
All your teeth are lined up like perfect little soldiers. Chris Middleton got some teeth standing sideways, some point toward the back, some point toward the front.
Look, I got sharp teeth on the ends.
He's so gaslighting you.
Gaslighting.
Yes, make fun of my teeth.
You a gaslighter. That's the term. I thought it was instigated. No, you a gaslighter.
That's great, though. I really appreciate how we're all getting used to the terminology. We're really doing well.
Well, I mean, you know.
You guys ready for the last one?
I'm ready.
Yes.
All right. If I were to say that person, Vlad, I'm going to try you first.
Yeah.
Pause. If I say that person is a gooner.
A gooner?
Yeah, a gooner.
Not a gunner.
Nope.
A gooner.
Yes, root word goon.
Well, I mean, if we're going with goon, he's a, you know.
Yeah.
Bully?
A bully, thug.
Bully, a thug. That's what I thought, right?
No, it's not it.
My goons with me?
Goonery?
You no longer want your goons to be with you, my friend. Goon.
Goonery.
Is a person that engages in perverted activity.
Oh, a diddy.
A diddler, if you will.
Is that like a term we're allowed to say?
Well, we could say diddy. We say no diddy when we're, you know.
Who says that?
We do.
Here.
Can you say no? You can say no, Diddy.
You can say no,
can
Diddy.
Can we say that?
Yes.
I guess we got to wait till the final.
I'm
like,
not going to say
he's
that.
Still innocent till proven guilty.
That's what the law says.
That's what the law says. That's not what the people say.
The law says he's still innocent.
You know, hey, it's funny because the only time people want to be innocent until proven guilty is when they caught up in something.
Of course.
Mm. Everybody else, they pass judgment.
So what does this mean again?
It is a person who engages in nefariously
sexually perverted activities.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It is no longer a thug or a person who.
So a goon is no longer.
So we
that.
Can't have. So when we say
it is
on
a,
the ice,
yeah, that's,
we have a
thank
guy
you,
Leroy. Who's a protect. So we can't
yep.
call him a goon.
No, no, no. As of right now, a goon is.
So you can't call Jonah a goon
had
right
a
now.
Job. UD had a job
yeah.
for most of his career. Protect yep. D-Wade.
So we can't yep. call Jonah a goon?
You
from
can't.
The Panthers?
You can't. Nope, not anymore. A goon.
You can't
is...
call James Johnson of the Pacers a goon?
The only place you're
well,
going to find goons.
Well, he got to play to be a goon.
No, he played 1 minute and got ejected.
Hey, yeah. UD never played too, and he was considered a goon. So let's stop that.
Well, he ain't played.
If you are now considered a goon, you're not going to be found in any sports. You're going to be considered.
Oh, you're found in a sport.
You're going to be found at Exotica this weekend, most likely. You'll probably be in attendance there. That is going to be where you can find them.
It depends on what place you're in. A goon might be a good thing or a bad thing.
Very, very, very hard for it to be a good thing.
Unless you're among other goons.
Let's just say I'm being very kind with the definition.
I need to know the full definition.
We'll look it up and we'll talk
Send
about
it. Send it to him in the private chat.
We'll talk about
y'all
that.
Y'all in the same building. Go tell him.
We'll talk about that and much more when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.